All right, so like I said, my name is Guyana Kolikian, and I decided to hold this called Art of Belonging, to share a little bit more about myself and what I've been up to. And also, hopefully, this is going to be resonating for you, and you'll be taking away pieces of what it is that I'm talking about and hopefully applying it to your own lives. And so, to start with, I'll just talk a little bit about my professional background. I have a master's in spiritual psychology. It's a two-year program that I went through at the University of Santa Monica. I'm also a certified Calling in the One coach, and it's a six-month program that I went through with a couple of brilliant teachers, and I learned a lot. It was an intense spiritual journey for me, and I've been sharing that work with people as well. And I've also spent hours and hundreds of hours practicing and learning about myself and developing more awareness of my inner world, my inner reality, connecting to my heart, connecting to my soul, learning how to be with people, and just basically still have that hunger and thirst for knowing more. Anymore. That's one of my passions in life. And with this particular call, something that has been sort of emerging, a theme that has been emerging in my life has been, as I've been walking on my journey, it's that the fact that I haven't really felt at home most of my life, and this became sort of the starting point of this feeling of not feeling at home, became very apparent at the age of when myself and my whole family, we became refugees from the country of Azerbaijan. And I felt at that point, I felt like I was part of a community. I felt part of a culture. I was part of a school that I, went to. And there was just the sense of being in some kind of a network. And when we had to flee, all of that was lost. And there was tremendous pain, sense of disappointment, and also the sense of just openness that I felt that I couldn't really explain. It was just a sense of openness and a void as well. And since that age, since the age of 9, in the back of my mind, there was always this question: where is my home? Where I can arrive, really? And I started searching for some kind of a sort of a place, and I thought it would probably be some kind of a culture or a country where I could just land and just experience that sense of belonging and sense of home. And I would actually, my family would move every 2 or 3 years, and so with every new place that I would arrive at, I was thinking, well, maybe this is going to be it. And I would make new friends and just try to adapt to the new culture, but something inside me still wasn't really quite fulfilled. And then when I got older, I started to travel, and I still really enjoy traveling, but the longing for home still nagged at me. And so I continued to learn, I continued to read, I continued to connect with teachers who I resonated with. And the journey to finding my home has been deeply healing. It's been challenging at times, and it's been also exhilarating, especially when I had those aha moments or those moments of awakening that really sort of gave me that sense of peace, that inner peace that I also crave for. And along the way, as I was sort of searching, I got to this point where I realized, I met people who are now my soul friends, and who I feel a very deep and intricate connection with. I also discovered my purpose and my calling in life. I found my next teacher on my spiritual path, somebody who I really deeply resonate with. And I also found a spiritual community that is closely linked to my soul's calling. And on top of that, the intimacy with myself and within my friendships and relationships and with my family is continuing to deepen with time. And that's something I feel very grateful for. And so As I was kind of sitting with all of that, a part of me felt that I wanted to contribute and I wanted to share what I've been learning along the way with others. And so I felt inspired to create a program called Coming Home Journey to put together the pieces that have been most helpful to me on my path. And it's been very fun and enjoyable to put the pieces together, and it's also been a very tender experience for me. And so, yeah, but before I kind of go talk more about that, I kind of want to open up the space if any of you want to share or talk about yourself or introduce yourself and share what's on your mind at this point. Just unmuting everybody and giving you the space to talk if that's something you feel like doing. Looks like we have a silent group right now. Okay, I'll just respect that for now. Right, let me just keep talking and sharing. So, what I was hoping that we could do actually in our call today was to start exploring some of the questions that I have been helpful for me to note and become more aware of. And one of the questions is, what does belonging mean to you? And if you have a pen and pen handy, just invite you to sink into that question and see what arises for you. What does belonging mean to me? And like I was also sharing before, for me, that sense of belonging comes when I feel a sense of closeness with my friends, with my family, and we're sharing an intimate moment together. And also in the times when there is a sense of discovery, like I'm discovering something new about myself, or I'm discovering something new about my friend that I haven't known before. And there's that feeling of just dropping into a sense of connection between the two of us that in a way almost holds us together. And my sense is that our answers are going to be different. And so this is an opportunity for you to really tune into yourself, or they might be the same. But it's an opportunity to tune into yourself and see what just arises to the surface as you're asking yourself this question. And the next question that I invite you to explore is, when do you feel connected and when do you feel disconnected? And there are three parts to this: from yourself, from people, and from life. So the question is, when do you feel connected and when do you feel disconnected from yourself? From people and life. And just as an example, I'll share a little bit about my experience of this question. And for me, a sense of connection to myself specifically comes when I feel my breath and when I witness my breath actually moving through my body. And a sense of disconnect comes when I lose a sense of my physical body. It's almost like I can't really place myself very well in space, and there's this, just a feeling that comes of feeling lost, and usually I just, yeah, that makes me feel like I'm disconnected. And both are fine at this point. We're just becoming aware of what sensations you have when there's a sense of connection and what sensations or feelings that arise when you're feeling disconnected. And the next question to ask is, what does being home feel like to you? What does being home feel like to you? Just to give you an example from my own experience, a sense of home to me comes when I feel like I can rest within myself and there's a sense of groundedness. I feel very peaceful, relaxed. There's also an experience of stillness inside of myself. Also feelings of usually of love that arise inside. I feel a sense of warmth when I'm either by myself or with other people. And for you, when have you felt at home? All right. And just gently bring that to completion. And I'll just open up the lines again, just in case if anyone wants to share about what was emerging. There's no pressure to share. I'm just kind of curious if anybody feels called to. Okay, sounds like we have a quiet group of people. So as I was saying in the beginning, that sense of isolation and that sense of disconnectedness and the sense of like I was all alone in the world has been really pervasive in my life. And with time, as I've been doing my inner work and practicing and connecting more, that sense of aloneness and not belonging has been gradually dissolving. It doesn't mean I'm at this perfect place where I never ever have challenges. Just I now have the tools and the practices that are helping me to become more aware of what is happening in me and sort of go to the root of the cause of my quote-unquote suffering or maybe even the pain that I'm experiencing. So that has been really helpful to me. And at this point, I do want to share a little bit more about the program that I created called Coming Home Journey. And in this program, which consists actually of seven themes, we would cover different pieces that I have been using on my journey to help me to arrive at a place where I currently am at. And if you are interested or curious to learn more about it, you can go to my website, which is concordinlove.com/coming-home-journey. And it's actually a 6-week program designed for women who've always felt rootless or out of place and who finally want to arrive, who finally want to feel at home. And in this program, we would cover different topics such as acceptance. There is also how to connect to your heart, also connection to soul, which is one of my favorite in topics and themes. And this one in particular gave me, when I learned how to connect to my soul, gave me a sense of direction in life and sort of clarified the next steps that I was meant to take. And another one is called the base or the groundedness. This one just will give you an idea of how to find your ground even and the sense of rootedness in life and within yourself. And you're definitely going to be learning how to pay attention to your inner reality. And also you'll be learning how to cultivate presence. And the reason these two are important is because it's through the presence that we start to interrupt the patterns of the past. And we stop ourselves from really projecting them onto the future. So many of the third culture kids and people who do have that pattern of feeling isolated, we have a tendency to project that into the future and thinking we're always going to be alone or we're never going to find the people we truly feel this deep intimacy and connection with, or I'll never be able to make lifelong commitments. And so this sense of cultivating presence, this tool is what gives you the space to actually feel into your past, to integrate it, to resolve some of the pieces, so that you have then the opportunity to choose how you want to step into your future. And what does future even look like when whatever it is that incident in the past has been happening can really actually let go and to start to dissolve. So you have more clarity, more understanding, more awareness. And I also love to work with compassion. So that's one of the key elements throughout the whole program and the way that I work with people. Because without self-compassion, without real self-love even, we can't really move forward in a way that feels gentle and loving and caring. So that's another element that I wanted to bring forward to your awareness. And Also, some of the things I'll be doing is asking you, in the program, is asking you questions similar to what we went through today, and then giving you an opportunity to reflect and to really question and to really deeply understand yourself. So, and this way also you'll have an opportunity, once we look at these different elements, you'll be able to see what is actually blocking the flow of love in your life, and also the sense of belonging that you're craving for. Yeah. And I'll open up the lines again to see if you have any questions or comments or anything you feel like sharing at this point. Just feel like I'm talking the whole time and there isn't really much interaction happening, so I would invite anybody who wants to speak up to talk. At this point, I feel like I've shared what I wanted to share with you, and I'm just trying to tune in to see if there's anything else that I feel called to talk about. Yeah, I just have the sense it would be helpful to have somebody ask a question or share something so we can have more of an interactive call, but yeah, thank you for asking that question. It's a really beautiful one. The first thing that arises for me is actually going through the training to become a coach, a Calling in the One coach. And it's called Calling in the One. I signed up for the training with hopes of finding my soulmate and my beloved. And I realized later on, the whole journey for me was about calling in myself and really tuning into myself and seeing, what do I want my life to look like, and who am I in this whole journey called life? And so that was kind of the tricky part about it. But what I learned in that training is what's called, there's like a sort of a technical name for it, is a false identity matrix. So what happens is that as we're growing up, especially we have a tendency to do this when we're children. So when we're growing up, if there's something, some kind of an event happens, as children, we immediately start to form certain beliefs about ourselves, about other people, about what's going on in the world. And it's almost like this matrix, this belief system, and it's not just mental. I'm not talking just about mental beliefs, but it's an energetic almost imprint that becomes part of our energetic body, our energetic system, and our emotional body as well. And so we're kind of walking around with this emotional imprint and just general imprint. And once we can learn to see it clearly, that's when I experienced this point of aha. It's almost like you're like, just to compare it, it's like a fish who's swimming in the water and doesn't know that she's swimming in the water. But once somebody tells her to look at the water, there is actual space and the capacity to see the pattern and to be able to start to transform it. Really start to train, and like I said, we would go deeper into this in the program, but that's one of the key, I would say, tools that helped me, that really sort of shook me up, I want to say, in a good way. Like I was talking about the program, it's currently, I'm opening it up only to five participants. This is the first time I'm actually launching it into the world, and the price for it is $350. And I'll send you everybody a link after the call so you have an opportunity to look into it deeper. And if you have questions, you can actually schedule a one-on-one introductory session with me, and we can go into any questions you have, any concerns, and I'm more than happy to continue connecting with you in that way, so in a more individual way as well. Okay?
Great.
Yeah. And just wondering if anybody else has questions or comments. this point. All right, it doesn't sound like it. Wonderful. Well, it's good to have all of you on the call, and I feel very excited at this point, actually, about talking about this. And even as I'm tuning in, there's a sense of just feeling like I'm right on, like I am where I'm meant to be. So just feeling grateful for your presence, for you being here, for your question, and I'll stay connected with you after the call as well.